Family violence campaigner and former Australian of the Year, Rosie Batty, has also been recognised for her distinguished service to the community, as Lexi Metherill reports.
Despite the incredible work she's done in the face of unimaginable personal tragedy, Rosie Batty says it's surreal to be one of just 140 people named Officers of the Order of Australia this year.
It's amazing, isn't it? You know, when you consider how many people there are in Australia. So I feel really chuffed. And often I feel, you know, really, I don't know that I'm worthy.
She's been a powerful advocate on the issue of family violence since her first public appearance, the morning after her 11-year-old son Luke was killed by his father at cricket practice in 2014.
I'm still dealing with disbelief. I'm here right now because I know you have a job to do, and I want to tell everybody that family violence happens to everybody, no matter how nice your house is, how intelligent you are. It happens to anyone and everyone.
Rosie Batty says she's proud that family violence is now firmly on the national agenda, but she says it still needs more political leadership.
We have a long way to go before we turn this epidemic around, but at least it's now no longer a dirty little secret, and we're starting to really understand that rather than blaming somebody for not leaving, we're actually starting to ask, well, why are they choosing to be violent?
Her advocacy has made her a target, including most recently of the Victorian Secretary of the CFMEU, John Setka. The construction union boss is facing a criminal charge of harassing a woman and reportedly told his national executive that Rosie Batty's work has reduced men's rights.
Clearly it's ludicrous, and I think it's an example of somebody that whose leadership role really needs to be challenged, because it's not a reflection that's appropriate. And, you know, the rights of women, I think we all understand the discrimination women have experienced over since time began, really. And I think we're only just, you know, we're starting to really deeply appreciate just how significantly women are discriminated against.
Luke Batty would be turning 17 next week. Rosie Batty says she thinks about him almost all the time, but she draws strength from the work that she does.
I will say it has been incredibly a very difficult journey, and one that I wouldn't really wish on anybody. But through this journey, I have met some amazing people who are passionate, who are driven, who are doing amazing work, and I have learnt and benefited so much from so many, and it does help lift me.
Family violence campaigner and now Officer of the Order of Australia, Rosie Batty, ending that report by Lexi Metherill.